Now, he says to the church in Laodicea, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. And that's the precious blood of Christ. And white raiment that thou mayest be clothed. That's the righteousness of Christ. And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. That means the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of believers today. And then he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. And this is his last message to the church. He says, be zealous. He says, be hot. Get on fire for God. He's ordering this church to forsake its lukewarm state. And he says, repent. This church needs repentance more than all the others. And repentance is for the church today. But you won't be popular if you tell them that. I can assure you that, my friend. Now, verse 19, he's talking now to the church there in Laodicea. And even it's not too late in this church, apparently, for those that are there to turn to Christ. He says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. And so this church could turn to Christ and be zealous. And that word zealous means to be hot. They were lukewarm. And then he says, behold, now I take it that beginning at verse 20, that this is a general invitation that goes out from the Lord Jesus at any time. And it is this, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. Now, this is a picture of the Lord Jesus at the heart's door of the sinner. It's a glorious picture. Holman Hunt, the artist, painted this. It's a picture of Christ standing at the door. When he first painted that picture, why, he invited his artist friends in to criticize it. And one of them said to him, he said, Holman, you've left off the very important part of the door. You left off the handle of the door. There's no handle there. And he says, well, he says, that door is a picture of the human heart, and the handle on the door is on the inside, so that here we have that very picture. He stands at the door and knocks. Now, he won't crash the door. You see, regardless of what some extremists today in this matter of elections say, the Lord Jesus will move, and he has moved heaven and hell to get to the door of your heart. But when he gets there, he'll stop and knock. And you will have to open the door to let him in. That is the picture that is there. And he says, I will come in to him and I'll sup with him and he with me. And that means fellowship. It means to feed on the Word of God. It means to come to know Jesus Christ better. Now he says in verse 21, to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. And again, I call attention to the fact when he speaks of his relationship to the Father, he always makes it unique. It's here, my Father. When he said, I ascend to my Father, not our Father, because the relationship is always different with him. Now, he's preparing us for the next scene that will be coming up when he says, I'm sitting on the Father's throne at his right hand. And that is the picture that we're going to see.